Hello, Laurier. And, welcome back to Laurier's Top 10. So, for any new listeners out there, I normally, do this show on Mondays at, 10 to 11, but I decided to do it twice a week. For people that didn't tune in on Mondays, I'll play the same batch of songs on Wednesdays, and you can tune back in. I sometimes will have, other people talk with me on here, kind of like a podcast sort of thing, but not tonight. It's just me and you. So on this Wednesday evening, I decided to pick 10 songs of my choosing, which is what I normally do. And instead of it being a repeat of a Monday, I decided to switch it up a little. So normally what I will do for new listeners, and the main reason why I'm describing the show again, is because I'm doing it on a Wednesday instead of Monday. So, my name is Ella, and nice to meet you on this fair Wednesday evening. I hope all is going good for you, especially because it's midterm season, especially at Laurier. If you're from UWaterloo or Conestoga and are tuning in, I also hope your midterms and soon-to-be finals go great. And without further ado, I've got 10 songs ready for your ears. Normally, a vibe I like to follow is I like a lot of sad music and a lot of jazz. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, please stay tuned. I love you all. So at number one, well, not technically number one, at number 10, because we're going to start backwards. If I don't get to all 10 songs just because I start a little bit later, that's okay. It's a little bit sad for me because I'd like you guys all to hear them, but what you gonna do? So at number 10, I have Just to Keep You Satisfied by Marvin Gaye. This song, to me, I chose because I found it quite recently. I hate to be ashamed to admit, but I had heard it on a Instagram reel. This girl was dancing to the chorus, and in my head I was like, I have to figure out what that song is. And ever since, I don't think this is a song that I haven't cried to. So don't listen to this song when you're drunk, for reference. It's a very sad song. It's definitely not going to put you in the mood for fun. But without further ado, take it away, Gay. I decided to choose I'm Not in Love by 10cc. If you don't know this song, well, you're going to know it tonight. This is a song that I really didn't know about either. It's kind of more on the niche side, but it really speaks to me and to my heart. So we'll see for you guys. But it really gives that feeling of liking someone, but denying that you like them, but also at the same time not really knowing if you like them. Basically every single university romance or every single romance in your early 20s. It's a lot of figuring it out, right? And a lot of figuring out what you want. And it'll all figure itself out. That's guaranteed. But it's just that feeling that you kind of want to hold on to. You know when, like, you want to be happy, but you're also kind of addicted to feeling sad? That's kind of what this song kind of gives off to me. And honestly, that's why I also think that this is a masterpiece by 10cc. Obviously, that's up to you for interpretation. You could hate the song. I get it. Isn't for everyone. But without further ado, we'll see what you think about it. So don't forget it. It's just a silly face. I really do enjoy the end of that song. I like the way it feels unaligned, you know, when you're listening to it. I don't know what instrument is being used at the end. I don't know if that is an instrument or just... Well, this song was created in 1975, so I don't know what they used to make that sound, but it's fairly interesting. Something cool as a background to that song by 10cc is the lady that says, Big Boys Don't Cry was their secretary at the time. Which is very interesting to note, I think. I think it was the secretary, if I'm not incorrect. You can do your own research on that. But I thought that was fairly interesting. That's very sweet that they incorporated her in the song. And it actually adds a little bit of a very artistic element to it, which I definitely do appreciate. So, as you can tell, I've stopped with the numbers. For our next song, I chose one that's a little bit different. Same sort of vibe, but I really love Chet Baker. And it's I Fall in Love Too Easily. This is definitely a song that I relate to, and I bet you some of my listeners should relate to it too. It's just that feeling of just always falling in love too fast, you know? Catching feelings. For someone who doesn't like you as much, it's not their fault. It's just, you know, you start like thinking about romantic scenarios with somebody, right? It happens. And they don't feel the same. Or it just doesn't work out, which is life. But I believe that Chet Baker encompasses this song perfectly. I sometimes listen to it on walks. Or, you know, as odd as it might sound, I've listened to the song at the gym before. As somebody who enjoys the gym. I might not look like it, but I enjoy the gym. I love that song. I Fall in Love Too Easily. It's definitely also one of those songs that you listen to when you're in a poor mood, but it actually kind of uplifts you, even though the lyrics are kind of sad. It is jazz, classic jazz in a way. So if you're not a big fan of that, I apologize. But if you're studying or just chilling in bed, I think you'll like it. So without further ado, let's put Chet Baker on. That's definitely one of Chet Baker's classics. I find that song quite intriguing and I really like it. So I hope you guys did too. Some background information on Chet Baker, which I actually didn't know, is he actually had quite a troubled past. When I saw photos of him, I was definitely quite intrigued. I can kind of see why maybe Chris Isaak might have taken some inspiration from him. He was a good-looking guy, but, he went to jail. I didn't know that. In his early years, he spent a year and a half in jail. So he definitely had a little bit of a hard upbringing there. Not even upbringing, just an early life, which don't most of those great musicians anyway. It kind of reminds me of, who was the main singer of The Doors? I love how I'm forgetting that. But yeah, he had kind of a hard start as well and continued. Same with Chet Baker, as his death was suspicious. You can look that up on your own time if it quite intrigues you. It definitely ties along with his aesthetic. Definitely that sad, smooth jazz. As to why he ended the way he did, in a sense, you can kind of hear the sadness in his voice, which again makes the music as beautiful as it is. But without further ado, I would say let's go into, I was thinking this song, if I can pull it up properly, because it's in my other library, musical library, there we go. So I'm gonna play an artist that's kind of different from the ones that I just played. It's Drake, but it's specifically his song, CC's Interlude. If you've not heard this song, please stick around. I am actually, again, Drake has a lot of good songs. He's not my specific genre normally per se, so I'm not well schooled in his music. But CC's Interlude to me is one of his just masterpieces in the way he it composes together, and it sounds out of the ordinary from his other songs. So I'll let you guys have a listen, and you can interpret it for yourself. It just doesn't sound like the Drake that we have today. It almost sounds like a Drake on a different planet. But regardless, his music now is good, equally as good. But CC's Interlude just matches the vibe of tonight a little bit better. So without further ado, take it away, Drake. So after listening to that song, I hope you can understand what I mean, but it just seems a little bit different than the music that Drake puts out now. I don't know if it's the background instrumentals or the lyrics themselves, but I think what draws me to this from Drake is just the lyrics of the longing and wishing for something that can't be. Again, a lot of Drake songs do cover that topic, but I don't know, just this song, it strikes a nerve for me. I don't know for you, but it's just one of those classics. So, because we still have time, so we still got around 7 minutes, I'm thinking that I'm going to play Split by Tutu. So if you've never heard of this song, it's just a classic no-lyric jazz song. Now, if I screwed that up, I apologize. I have a lot of songs on my mind, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And it kind of gives me like an 80s businessman type of vibe. That's just the way I take it. I kind of feel like I'm going to smoke a cigar in my office when I listen to it. My all-black leather office with my nice, like, plants, but they look like grass, if you feel what I mean. And I'm wearing, like, my, like, if I butcher this, my Yves Saint Laurent suit. Like, that's what this song gives to me. So I'll let you guys hear it. Again, it's very calming, so it's not something that's gonna shoot you right out of your slumber if you're listening to me while you sleep. So without further ado, Split by Tutu. I don't know about you, but that song, when it comes to me, when I actually listen to it, I realize how nice it is. So I hope that you enjoyed that. So that takes us to the end of this evening, Laurier. I hate to see you go, and to anybody listening, I really am thankful that you stayed. And I'm really thankful, and I hope that you tune in next Monday or Wednesday. Now I'm thinking about it, it's reading week coming up. Ignore what I said if it falls on the days of reading week, but if it doesn't, please tune in on either Monday or Wednesday. I'm here for you, I'm here to talk, and I'm here to play some really, hopefully, radical tunes that you guys like. And sometimes you'll hear my friends, and they'll come on, and we'll have a conversation. Those days, feel free to just say, F it, I'm not staying on here, you guys are boring. Because we kind of are, we're quite boring. But I hope you stay for the days that I pick out music for you. So, hopefully, you have a great evening, and a great rest of your week. And as I say every time, take it easy.